USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to secure the Speaker's gavel, although it's still unclear which party will take control of the House. McCarthy has sent House Republicans a letter officially announcing his bid for Speaker of the House. He said that while a number of the races remain outstanding, he's confident Republicans will take control of the chamber from Democrats. McCarthy needs to secure a majority of Republican votes to win the speakership in January. Election officials in Arizona say around 400,000 ballots are yet to be counted. This comes as Arizona has two closely watched races that are still too early to call. Regarding those votes that are left to be counted in Arizona, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates tells CNN,
most of those votes are early ballot votes. Okay, so in Arizona, people can vote early. They can go on our early voter list, and they have a early ballot. And these that are left, the majority of them are ballots that came in to us via mail or drop-off this weekend or later.
A terrorist who settled in Pittsburgh is going to federal prison. In September of last year, the man pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign organization. The man sentenced to 17 years on Tuesday for plotting to bomb a church on Pittsburgh's north side in the name of the Islamic State. Nicole is a large tropical storm. That's what the National Hurricane Center said in its latest update about the tropical storm bearing down on Florida. Forecasters expect it to hit the state's east coast Wednesday night. The storm currently about 170 miles west of Palm Beach. It has winds of 70 miles an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Ukrainian soldiers are continuing to make progress.
Under heavy fire, the Russian defense minister ordered troops to withdraw to the eastern bank of the Dnipro River on Wednesday, effectively giving up the southern city of Kherson. Kherson was the only provisional capital captured by Russia since it invaded Ukraine in February. Ukrainian President Zelensky said late Monday that Ukraine is prepared to negotiate with Russia for peace terms if certain conditions are met. Number one, the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity. Number two, punishment of war criminals. And number three, compensation for Kyiv for the invasion. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is back in session, taking a look at a case.
The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case on Wednesday regarding federal requirements that give preferences to Native Americans in the placement of Native American foster care children. The justices will hear arguments by the state of Texas and a group of non-Native adoptive families challenging the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, parts of which have been declared unconstitutional by lower courts. The challengers argue the law discriminates against non-Native Americans. The law is being defended by the Biden administration and several tribal groups who call the challenge an attack on their sovereignty. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.